me, if you will, to Philippians chapter 2, and I'm going to read beginning at verse 1 down through verse 11. If there be any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill you my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Today we shall begin a series of messages on the person and life of our Lord Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. We shall look at him from the standpoint, so to speak, of a psychologist, and see the emotions of the Lord, as well as the actions that transpired because of these emotions. This is a new field, and we urge you to listen very carefully as we study together, and we shall profit more as we learn together about the Lord Jesus. You see, one cannot learn enough about him. The more that one learns of Christ, the more we want to know of him. And so I want you to listen carefully, and then you pray as we study together, and may the Lord bless our hearts in this meeting at this time. Now, our lesson will fall into these categories. First of all, we're going to look at the meaning of the term emotion. Then, secondly, we shall look at the expression of Christ's emotions as they are set forth for us in the Word of God. Now, this will be a rather short series, but we want you to listen carefully, and we hope that they will be a blessing to your heart as they have been to mine. Our subject today, the emotional life of Christ. First of all, the meaning of the term emotion. Emotion means a departure from the normal calm state of an organism of such nature as to include strong feelings. It is an impulse toward open action and certain internal physical reactions. These may be designated in any one of the following. For example, there's the emotion of fear, the emotion of anger, the emotion of disgust, grief, joy, surprise, yearning, love, sorrow, or compassion. Now, animals have the capability of some of these characteristics. Animals have the capability of love. They have also the capability of anger, of fear, of sorrow, and of yearning. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, being absolute man that he was, as well as absolute God, he had the same kind of emotions that you and I have at this present hour. Now, what are these? Well, first of all, there is the expression of Christ's emotions. Let's look at one or two of them for a moment. We find, first of all, the emotion of compassion. Now, that word comes from the word, or from the word in the original language, whereby it means the mercy of God, whereby he pities and relieves the miseries of his creatures. It means to be moved to the innermost being of the individual. Now, a lot of people today, you know, they have the idea that Christ did not have any emotions, or else yet he was known as a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Well, in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 36, we read, "But when he, Jesus, saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." Here you have the mercy of the Lord God of heaven. He was moved with compassion. And this is the word mercy. This is the mercy of God, whereby he pities and relieves the miseries of his creatures. Now, it means to be moved to the innermost being of the individual. Let me show you another example, if I may, of the emotion of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 14 and verse 14, we read, "And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick." Then in Matthew chapter 15 and verse 32, we read again, "And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them." insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. And then in verse 32, then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint by the way. Here you have the emotion of compassion that our Lord Jesus showed forth while here on this earth. Take your Bible again, Matthew chapter 18, and look with me at verse 27. And this is what it says. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. And then in verse 33, shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And the Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Now there you have the emotion of compassion. Our Lord was an emotional individual, and we find this compassion is set forth in many ways. Take your Bibles again, and let me show you one or two of them, if I may. In Mark chapter 6, and we find verse 32 down through verse 34, the Lord God of heaven says this for our learning. Mark chapter 6 and verse 32, we read these words. And they departed into a desert place by ship privately, and the people saw them departing. And many knew him, and ran afoot thither out of all cities, and outwent them, and came together unto him. And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people, and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were a sheep not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away, that they may go into the country round about, and into the villages, and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. He answered and said unto them, Give ye them to eat. And they say unto him, Shall we go and buy 200 penny worth of bread, and give them to eat? He saith unto them, How many loaves have ye? Go and see. And when they knew, they said, 5 and 2 fishes. And he commanded them all to sit down by companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and brake the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments and of the fishes, and they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. Now what in the world you have here? You have the compassion of the Lord Jesus Christ exhibited. He had compassion with them, upon them, I should say, because of their condition. The multitude that the Lord Jesus ministered to while he was here on this earth moved him to compassion, because they were compared as sheep which had been worn out and torn by running here and there through the thorns, with none to direct them, and have fallen helpless and hopeless to the ground. And my friend, our Lord has compassion on sinners today who are like that. You see, God breaks a sinner's heart and brings him down into the dust and ashes of repentance. And our Lord is moved with compassion. And that's the reason he reaches down and delivers us and saves us by his marvelous and matchless grace. Now, our Lord was a very compassionate Savior, and he still is. In John chapter 11, we find again, verses 30 down through verse 37, you have the raising of Lazarus. But in verse 30, we find these words. Listen to it. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. And then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit, and was troubled, and said, Where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. There's his compassion. Christ wept with regard to the sorrow of Mary and Martha over the death of Lazarus. Then our Lord also wept with compassion over the coming destruction of the city of Jerusalem while he was here on this earth. In John chapter, or I should say in Luke chapter 19, verse 41, we see these words. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, If thou hadst known even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the day shall come upon thee that thine enemy shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even to the ground, and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. Here you have the Lord Jesus weeping with regard to the destruction of Jerusalem that did come to pass. Now that word wept means to weep audibly. It means to cry as a child. My Lord also sighed deeply over the unbelief of the Pharisees. That word sigh in the original language means to drop sighs from the bottom of one's breast. In Mark chapter 8 and verses 10 through 15, the Lord God of heaven describes it for us in His blessed word. Mark chapter 8, and look with me if you will at verse 10, down through verse 15, and we find in straightway He entered into a ship with His disciples and came into the parts of Dalmanutha, and the Pharisees came forth and began to question with Him, seeking of Him a sign from heaven, tempting Him. Now notice these words. And He sighed deeply in His spirit and said, Why doth this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation. And He left them again, and entering into a ship, departed to the other side. Now, our Lord here is a Savior of compassion. And, beloved, He still has that compassion for poor, lost, guilty sinners. Now, as we've described and described how the compassion of Christ was exhibited, we see there's another thing set for our learning. Our Lord set forth an example for the believer to follow. Our Lord had an understanding, has a feeling of understanding for the sinner. Now, in this day and age of skepticism and modernism and legalism and everything else, there's very little compassion exhibited at this present hour with regard to poor, lost sinners. And some of you out there at this very moment, maybe the Lord's dealing with you. I hope He is. I say to you very kindly, my Lord understands exactly what you're going through because He is a Savior of compassion. And in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 4, we read, Surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. My Lord set an example of understanding for the sinner or for us to follow. And you and I need to follow that kind of an example. He has compassion upon those that are unsaved, and we also must have compassion upon them in like manner. I wonder how many believers out there, I wonder how long has it been since you've wept in prayer before God over with regard to the salvation of lost sinners. My friend, listen again. My Lord has compassion upon lost sinners. You and I need to have them too. And if ever a sinner needs friends, it's in a time of conviction when the Holy Spirit is dealing with that individual. And that individual knows he can't believe. That individual knows he has no faith. That individual is having a difficult time. And my friend, if ever he needs a friend, he needs it at that time. But you know, the sad commentary of today is this. Too many people are too busy trying to shake the fruit before it is ripe. You see, God has a time when He sets out and saves a sinner. The salvation of every sinner is known unto God. The exact day and date when that sinner will be saved is known unto the Lord God of heaven. The individual doesn't know it, but when our Lord begins to deal with him, the sinner is made to see how lonely he is. He travels a lonely road on the road to Christ. Nobody can go with him. And the vast majority of so-called Christian people don't understand him. If they can't get him on a profession in the next 5 minutes, they're ready to cast him aside and call him too hard-hearted and too difficult for God to save. And nothing could be further from the truth. You see, my Lord is a God of compassion. He loves sinners. He loves poor, lost, guilty sinners. And some of you out there, you think nobody loves you. Well, I want to tell you right now, I point you to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is a God of love. He's a God of emotion. He has the emotion of compassion. And the very reason that He caused you to tune into this broadcast is because He has compassion upon you at this hour. And my Lord has a desire to see an individual converted. And my friend, when my Lord wept inside deeply in spirit over the unbelief of the Pharisees, I wonder how many times we do that. But you know, so many times we find ourselves guilty of having no compassion, and we find ourselves guilty of the legalism and the hard-heartedness of the Pharisees that were alive in the days of the Lord Jesus. So if ever we need to stop for a moment or two and recognize this, that God is a God of understanding. God is a God of compassion, and God is a God who is interested in the sorrows of His children, as well as interested in the welfare of the sinner, because He wants the sinner to be saved. Like He said in the book of Ezekiel, He said, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. And how true that is. And you and I should have no pleasure either in the death of the wicked. And I say to us this to us very kindly, we need to begin to ask the Lord to give us the compassion that He has toward those round about us. You see, wherever my Lord went, He healed the sick, He raised the dead, He fed the hungry, He cured the leper, He had compassion upon those that are sorrowing, and that's what we need to have at this hour. We need to follow His example, and we need to see that and have the compassion that God has. But I want to say this to us in these closing moments. We can't drum this compassion up. Lots of times people drum it up, and they try to work it up of the flesh, and it only turns out to be something that is fleshly and an abomination in the Lord's eyes. I urge every believer at this hour, if you love the Lord God of heaven, I want you to do this with me. You begin to ask the Lord to fill your heart with a compassion towards the unsaved, like the Lord had towards you before He saved you. Then you ask the Lord to give you that kind of compassion. And you know, when He does, you'll wake up in the evening, and you'll wake up in the early hours of the morning. And when you wake up, there'll be tears coming from your eyes because of the sadness of your heart. And you'll sigh deeply within your spirit because God will give you a burden for the lost. And I'll tell you right now, it'll be one of the greatest things that you can ever experience as the Lord God of heaven gives it to you. Yes, you'll become a person who is sad and sorrowful, but at the same time, you'll be following the example of the Lord Jesus, and you'll have compassion upon them, and you'll be interested in the welfare of lost sinners. Now, in this closing moment, I want to say to you very kindly, my Lord is a God of emotion. He has compassion upon you. That's the reason you're not in hell at this hour, my sinner friend. And I urge you, if the Lord's dealing with you, whatever, just remember this. God's interested in your redemption. He wants you to be saved. And so we urge you at this very hour, you seek the Lord while He may be found. Because the greatest thing that can happen to you, if it ever does, is for the Lord Jesus to reach down and save you. My hope is that He'll do so, even at this moment, and that something has been said to stir your heart. Until we meet again, this is Pastor Peter North here, saying goodbye, and may the Lord spare you before it's too late.